Kendall Hammer, 16, Old Alberta.
Kendall, just walk us through what kind of a journey this season was to go, you know, all the way to winning the West and getting to go to the National Championship Tournament.
Honestly, if we didn't have the same, like, group of girls we had, we probably wouldn't have made it this far. Just, like, everyone, like, is together as, like, a family and, like, boost each other up definitely helped a lot. So if we didn't have the group, we probably wouldn't have made it that far.
You bet. To be able to, you know, qualify for the National Championship Tournament, obviously was a big step just to get there. And then when you got there, how did you guys put it all together and go 7-0 and win the title?
Our coach made us drink a lot of water and feel our bodies pretty well. We had cold baths like a couple nights, and everyone was kind of just like going off adrenaline, so everyone was going the whole weekend. I mean, we're mostly just having fun, so I think that's what made us go, like, the way we did.
You bet. Obviously, you had a couple of overtime games in there as you get through the preliminary round and into the knockout stage. So, you know, how nerve-wracking was the last couple of games to get where you got?
The last games were a little scary, but at the end of the day, we all have faith in each other. And, like, overtime, we practice it quite a lot at the end of the year. And I think we just, like, calm ourselves down and like not worry about it, and we just got it done.
You bet. So you go against one of the Ontario teams there in the championship game. It gets to overtime. What did you see on the final play?
All I seen was Cedar skating with the puck, and then everyone's from the benches screaming at her to like move it to Jenny, and then all I see is Jenny, and we like know Jenny's gonna score on a breakaway because it's Jensen, and then after that it kind of just went like we were all happy and skating to Jenny.
You bet. Be able to take a team photo and, you know, have obviously all the smiles and all of that. Just what did those final moments mean to you guys on the ice there that day?
It was kind of sad because it's like everyone's last time ever playing together. But it was just like so nice because it was with this group of girls. And like I don't think any of us would want it with a different group. So it was like almost wholesome. So, yeah, no, it was a good feeling, though.
Oh, that's awesome. And again, for a couple of you small-town girls, you got Cedar yourself, and then obviously you've played with Elena for a long time out of Carstairs as well. You know, how neat is it for you girls?
Well, playing with my sister's best friend and, like, having her there to, like, billet and stuff was, like, really nice. And Elena, I've played with her for a while, so that was nice, like, reconnecting and playing with her since she was in Airdrie for a bit. But, yeah, no, it was good being, like, with all the girls that you're close with.
You bet. What's it been like since you got back, seeing, you know, friends and family that, you know, maybe watched it on TV?
Being back, everyone kind of treats you like a celebrity almost. But it's kind of, like, boring because it used to just be, like, every day is hockey and now you got nothing. But it's kind of nice to have a break, but sad you don't get to see anyone anymore.
Yeah, you bet. And that leads to the last one for you. You know, what's next for you and where do you hope to play next season?
I'll be in Red Deer again next season and hopefully my third year. And, yeah, and hopefully go to college after that.
Sounds great. Well, congratulations on the national title, and thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.